This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
We are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thank you for joining us. Hour two, our next guest, Chris Edelkamp, joining us. And Chris is actually the CEO of AMP Amp News. Chris, welcome. How are you?
Hi, very good. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it very much. And we, just so you know, we on Thursdays, and we've done this now for, gosh, almost 2 years. I've got a doctor that is joining us and has joined us now for, again, that entire time, about 2 years, Dr. Kelly Victory. And we talk everything related to COVID, masks, the vaccines, all the different things. And this particular subject that we're going to talk with you, we have talked about, but I've never talked to anyone yet that has actually experienced it. So I was very anxious when I saw your little press release to get you on, because you've had a secondhand vaccine injury, which, again, I want to talk about that and find out more.
Absolutely. This is actually becoming more relevant because people are figuring out what the side effects are to the vaccine injury, mainly because it's been so long since it happened with the transference. So it's very easy to disregard the symptoms as being just everyday exhaustion and illnesses, and not regarding it as relating it back to something that might have happened a year beforehand or 18 months, taking time for this stuff to manifest.
Okay, so explain, I guess, first off, let's back up. And, you know, you are somebody that's in the sports medicine field, so you do a lot of things where it's hands-on with athletes. And we all know from, you know, really anybody that's been out there that's not living in a cave, we know exactly what's happened to a lot of athletes and the forced vaccination of. So you work around a lot of these individuals, correct?
Worked is the preferred term. I had to retire because of all this.
Okay.
18 years as a medical myotherapist for pro athletes. I worked with Applied Science Performance Institute in Tampa, and my job was to take athletes who were on IR and get them back on the field.
Okay.
So I had a very finite skill set where I could look at mobility and motion, figure out which muscle wasn't firing properly, and get it working again so they were back out functioning, or help with recovery post-surgeries with Tommy John and high ankle sprains and things like that. Loved my work, thought it was, you know, stellar to be 5'4" and 120 and be able to make a 6'8", 380 man cry. And there's a lot of power behind it.
Right. So,
and unfortunately.
And you're not, and I'm sorry, I didn't know that. So you're not doing that at the moment.
No, I had to retire.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons I'm the CEO of American Media Periscope. Now went from medical to media, mainly because of the lies.
Welcome to my world, by the way.
Oh, well, there you go. Exactly. Well, that's what makes us experts in our field, and that's what's making media great, is that you're taking the talking heads and people who have to read teleprompters out of the seat, and you're putting experts in those seats who can talk all day without needing to be able to read anything.
Okay, so really quick, when did you, or when do you feel, and I know it's hard to pinpoint because of, again, I know your, you know, that world and sort of what you're doing and so on, but when do you think, and or how do you think you have been affected by the vaccines themselves? In other words, when, you know, was there a specific time, or do you think it was something that happened gradually?
Oh, no, I can give you exact dates if I wanted to.
Okay.
I know it's been moments it happened. In 2020, just so that people understand what happened in 2020, I got pregnant, so I was pregnant, and as we know now, COVID and pregnancy do not blend. I'm not a vaccine person. None of my children are vaccinated. I had my son March of 2021, so I had to take some time off, 3 months to be precise, before I went back to work. I went back to work in June of 2021, started working on my athletes again. I had one specific athlete who had just been vaccinated, And I don't work on anyone with an mRNA vaccine within 2 weeks of having that vaccine, specifically the flu, mainly because the transference that goes from somebody's body and into my heart is 126 seconds. Very sensitive to chemicals in general. And I used to get sick from my patients who were had the flu vaccines within a short period of time of getting a massage or a therapy session. So I waited. I had him wait 30 days before I was willing to touch him. I had this patient every other Monday, like clockwork. That's how these athletes work, is that you work on them consistently. He came in, he got his treatment. That Tuesday, I woke up, my tongue was swollen, cracked in the back, blisters in the front, left spinal migraine. My left ring finger would not straighten out, and my left ankle was in pain. I have been beating on people at that point for 18 years and never, ever had a side effect.
Wow.
Because I'd pulled in anchors with my dad. My dad was Navy my whole life, so I had very strong forearms, very strong hands. People used to tell me I had man hands. I'm adorable, but I had man hands. So I never had a problem with any of my body working properly to do my job. I ate coconut oil, did vitamin D and quercetin and all these things that I'd kind of read about underground and what you would do if you got sick. And in 3 days, I felt better. So that 2 weeks later, say Monday, I worked on him again. And Tuesday morning, I woke up with identical problems.
Wow.
Identical. And I know my body better than I know anything else that functions, because I have to live inside of it, so I might as well know it. And I don't eat gluten, sugar, or dairy. I make sure I eat in a healthy, functional diet, work out every single day. So when something's not working right, I will go back and find the reason, because I have no desire to be in pain or to be sick. I want to live a very long and healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I knew that I had a pattern happening, I was analyzing it, and I went back to the 6 patients that I'd worked on the previous day, and the only identical patient was this one patient, A, that we'll call him absent.
Okay.
That was the same, and who I also knew had gotten vaccinated. 2 weeks later, same exact patient lineup with the first round, and I got sick again on that next Tuesday. So I knew that I was getting shedding. I was reading about shedding at that point, and that I knew mRNA did shed. I read that there was 70% graphene oxide in some of these vaccines, and that the very likelihood is that I was going to be receiving any of the toxins and who knew what else into my body if I continue doing this job.
Interesting. And again, just so everybody's understanding this, I want to make sure that we're clear. This is, you need to tell the story, not me, but I'm guessing this is because you've got physical contact, you know, you're massaging, you're doing different things to where you've got a skin-to-skin contact at that point. It's not just from standing next to them is my point, right?
No, this is skin-to-skin contact for an hour. Sometimes an hour and a half. This specific patient was an hour, specifically at the ankle, which is a very, very thin area of tissue. Every single patient I worked on was skin-to-skin contact, specifically with coconut oil, which we know is a conductor.
Okay.
Now. And again, it didn't matter really what I worked on, but the work therapy was painful. It makes people sweat.
Ah, okay. Good. Yeah, makes sense. Okay.
I was only 3 months postpartum. So we're also seeing a big correlation now between vaccinated, non-vaccinated, secondhand vaccines with women who were breastfeeding or had been pregnant, and I had been breastfeeding at the time. So I didn't know if it may have made me a little bit more susceptible to the vaccine transition. It's very possible. I have to look more into that, and that's something I'm researching right now that we're getting data on.
Okay.
So my license came up in August of 2021, which is only a couple months later, and I had to retire it because I knew that I was going to make myself very sick if I kept going. Chose to go into media, Ant News, because it was experts informing people. They were understanding what a virus was. They understood what a mandate was, and they were out informing people to make them think limitlessly and just to give them data and not to tell them what to think. So I liked that concept. I had to find a new career, and that's what I did. And a year later, in August of 2022, I got on a plane from Dallas and was sitting on the plane with my boyfriend at the time, who's now my fiance, and I had a horrible back pain up in my thoracic, middle of my back. Felt like an elephant was sitting on it. And my arms went numb, and my chest felt like I had burning going on across my chest, right in my sternum, across to my collarbone and my clavicle. It scared me. because I'd A, never experienced that, and B, knew that female heart attacks sometimes manifest in that position. And my feet went numb. They went black and blue. By the time I got off the plane, I'd had a horrible migraine and had no idea what was going on. I mean, this is a year later, and this is just a random day in August getting off the plane. I fly all the time. So I wound up finding a doctor who was out in Arizona who does scans or ultrasounds, and it's suppressed medical technology, but it's used heavily in Sweden in order to maintain the health and well-being of patients. And I got an ultrasound done, and she checked my blood. She checked my organs. And it's a deep ultrasound that also has quantical lasers that are able to eradicate gallstones, kidney stones. And she found that I had something called peripheral arterial disease right in the back of my knee. It was like jello through a straw. It wasn't moving. And there were blocks in the veins that looked like these black void spaces that had specks in them, which she'd seen this quite a bit at this point and told me it was graphene oxide. And it looks like metal shavings in your blood. At the time, I can't prove, nor can I still prove, that that's what it is. But it's not normal.
Right.
My blood pressure had always been 80 over 50. If anything, you know, don't prick me, I'll bleed out, you know, because my blood was like water through a hose. Now suddenly I've got jello for blood, and that's why my feet were going numb and my feet were black. And I had all these blood clots in the back of my leg. She was very worried that if I flew again or wore pants, that I would throw a blood clot and I would die. And I told her what had happened. She said, it's very likely you had a mini heart attack.
Wow.
So, yeah. That was a wake-up call. I have five children, and the youngest at the time, you know, was just over 1 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider myself extremely healthy. And to have a physician tell me, you need to get your affairs in order, and you're going to need to make sure you're doing major blood thinners so that you can get this blood to thin out. And I don't do pharmaceutical drugs. So I saw another doctor who focused on holistic medicine, gave him my scans so that he could look at all the diagnoses. He diagnosed me with cardiac arterial disease, same thing, and put me on 5,000 milligrams of turmeric. So to give you kind of an idea, most people are taking between 200 and 400 a day just for basic anti-inflammatory. And put me on glutathione, put me on L-arginine, put me on chlorophyll, vitamin K, 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, basic and omega-3s. Any other point in my life, if I had taken this much, I probably would have bled out of my eyeballs because it would have made my blood so thin. But we had to counteract the thickness of the blood and all the blood clots in the back of my leg. And I started doing this in September of 2022, so just recently.
Yeah,
and I was doing it nonstop. Yeah, until December 11th. I went back for another round of scans. I was feeling a lot better. I was doing beamer therapy, frequency therapy, suppressed technology therapy, photon therapy, you name it, stick a patch on it. I will do it. I just stood on my head. I was eating basically a vegetarian vegan diet, maintaining a very low protein diet of animal meat, which is normally what I would eat, and just doing lotion potions and pills, salt baths with baking soda and borax in it. The things that I was doing, because I was truly, for the first time, terrified that I was going to not wake up.
Sure. So give us an update. Where are we at today? Has all of that improved? Are you still having to do all those same treatments? How are things that way?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
So the scan came back. I had good blood flow, had open oxygen, lungs were clear. I still had a spike protein going through my brainstem. When she went through that, they look like worms.
Okay.
Spike proteins are real.
Okay.
It looks like a very long, skinny worm that transitions through the, I guess, the vaccine, starts out very tiny and slowly grows. It migrates to the heart, and it migrates to the spinal cord. Once it gets to 2.2 millimeters wide, that's when you have an aneurysm. So I've been, the creams that I was talking about, it's a product called Atheon Cream. It's a mixture of magnesium, zinc, and copper. And you put it on the base of your brainstem, and it's supposed to shrink the spike protein. I was also put on hydroxychloroquine, which helped tremendously. Something helped. Let's just say that, because I was on so many things, I couldn't tell you exactly specifically what shrinks the spike protein.
Right.
But it went from 1.9 millimeters down to 1.1 millimeters. So wow. I was happy to see it getting smaller. And the blood flow in the back of my legs opened back up, but I am permanently on that amount of holistic blood thinners that I just went over every single day. As of right now, for the rest of my life, until maybe something new comes out on the market that can regenerate our bodies or something. But I have to fight it. This is not something that will go away. I now forever have a comorbidity that I was born with that is now pissed off and agitated.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to maintain life versus just live it. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful and grateful that I had a team of hero doctors who were willing to work with me and to get past the narrative and find solutions. And for me right now, it's a solution because I'm alive. I feel good. I'm back to full capacity. I never will go back to doing medical myotherapy ever again. I will not touch another person unless I know for a fact they're not vaccinated because I have a huge why. You know, I don't need more spike proteins and transitions and transferences and cross-contamination to happen.
Right. And again, for those that may be just tuning in, and I should have said this a moment ago, I apologize. Chris Edelkamp, CEO of AMP News, and really Chris is really sharing her life story when it comes to her being in the sports medicine world, giving deep tissue massages and things like that to help professional athletes. In this particular case, there was one professional athlete where I think, Chris, you said you can pretty much guarantee that that's where you got all of this from because you know exactly when he was vaccinated, how that was transferred to you and why, and of course the way you're doing things and the sweat that's coming off of that person and the shedding that was happening at that point in time and then you receiving that. And I think, Chris, I also want to make sure that I say, because I've talked about this numerous times on the program and I've had other experts on, it's not that every single person out there that does this is going to have the exact same experience from somebody else that's been vaccinated. You, for some odd reason, just happen to be more susceptible to this than probably somebody else. Am I saying that correctly?
100%. Absolutely. And I'm naturally more sensitive to everything. It's for me, I always look at it as a burden, you know, even bleach and certain over-the-counter chemicals. And I can't even take aspirin. You know,
okay.
I don't take any. I've delivered all of my children naturally because I can't have an epidural.
Okay.
Because
okay.
the likelihood of having paralysis. So
right.
everything that's considered a chemical is very toxic in my body. I'm highly allergic to sugar. Like, that's one of my allergies.
Okay.
I don't know anybody else allergic to sugar, right? So it's very likely because I'm so sensitive that my body is more susceptible. And like I said, at the time, I was also nursing a baby.
Right.
Which we're reading now is the possibility of a higher level of sensitivity.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm clear that, you know, this is something that I think people need to be aware of. We've talked about it a lot at the 3 o'clock hour here on really every Thursday. We've gotten into the subject, not into the depth that we're in now, because I've not ever talked to anybody like yourself that's actually experienced this. We've heard of these stories. I've never had this opportunity to have this interview one-on-one. And I just want to make sure that I'm clear. This is, you know, this is, if you're somebody, and maybe I'm wrong in saying this, Chris, but I feel like if you're somebody that really doesn't have these susceptibilities, you know, I'll use myself as an example. Don't have any allergies. I don't have any issues this way. I can eat anything. Don't have any issues. Blah, blah, blah. Can go down the line. And don't ask me why. I'm just that person, not bragging. I just happen to be that person. You know, now, would I want to do what you're doing with that person I know has been vaccinated? Frankly, I've got my own question marks as to probably I myself personally would not. And I think I need to be, I think all of us need to be very careful in that world because I myself am not vaccinated. I've taken a stance against it for obvious reasons. And I've talked about that now for the course of 2 years. But would I, would I worry about being next to someone that is vaccinated? No, Chris, I would not, because, again, I don't find myself in that same situation you're in.
Correct. I mean, we're all susceptible to something, and we're all powerful against others, right?
Correct.
You have one person you can take penicillin, you have another person you can't. This is just who is going to be more sensitive to it or more susceptible to it. And I, being a person who is touching people one-on-one
Correct.
For an hour at a time,
Correct.
Is very different than sitting next to somebody who's wearing clothing,
right.
you know, and just hanging out with
That's
them.
Right. That's
what's
right.
What's the level of transference is much higher. I'm receiving messages from other massage therapists across the country because I've been coming out about this. I want to make it known, even to people who are getting massages or spa treatments that are hands-on treatments with products, that you're letting somebody touch you for 30 minutes to an hour at a time. Be thoughtful. You do not know what they've done to their body. And before, yes, it's always been a problem. What is in their body is in yours, but it's never been to that level of toxicity.
Yeah.
Is now it's, yep. We have to be thoughtful about it. And when we're creating relationships, I'm going to talk about like patriot economy. You know, you have to come out with, you know, a way for people to date each other that are
you know, some of the things we've talked about on Thursdays, Chris, go right down this line. We've talked about the dating side, the blood transfusions. I mean, we go down the list. I've talked a lot about that in that Thursday hour I just mentioned. And reality is there's a lot of unknowns. And I just think people in that world right now, if you're unvaccinated, you need to be very, very careful along all those lines. And it's something my wife and I talk about on a regular basis. So, yes, I think it's something that you need to be aware of and people need to be very careful. We don't know right now all of the answers to some of these things. And when there's that much unknown, I think we have to be extra careful.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a book that the founder of AMP News came out with. It's called Genocide Jab. And it's chapter 3 is fascinating to me because I didn't write it by any means, but I've read it and I love it. And it goes into just the basics, like how to keep from getting sick. It goes into if you've had the RNA vaccine and how to regenerate your cells. And it goes into C60 and black seed oil and ozone therapy and quantum energy frequencies and hydrochloroquine and de-stack. So I think even preventatively, we don't know that they didn't have to vaccinate everybody. They just had to vaccinate enough.
So there's the 17% that we call the control group now, Chris, which are those of us that have not been vaccinated. That 17% are those that have not been, and we are, in fact, the control group. And I do believe wholeheartedly that they would like to see you and I and others like us vaccinated, because once the control group's gone, no matter what happens on morbidity or other type of illnesses and so on, you can't blame it on the vaccine because we all have been. I really feel like they're going to work hard on getting the rest of us vaccinated.
They probably will. And that's where we have to figure out how do we stand together. Because the big pharma, the government is a lawn chair.
Yep.
And people,
yep,
the majority, is a horse. And we are like a horse, you know, ground tied to a lawn chair.
Yep.
If we all turn our head together, the whole thing flips over.
That's right.
We have to stand our ground.
That's right.
Because I'm not going to, they're going to kill us. They will kill us. I'm saying it because I know this for a fact. They almost killed me, and I would be just, the concept devastates me.
Yep.
The fact that you work so hard to be healthy and you work so hard to stand on your own and think limitlessly, think for yourself, have complete authority over your own body, you're sovereign for who you are,
yep,
and say, you know what, I'm able to make my own decisions. I'm intelligent enough about who I am. I don't need to be told what to do. I'm not bicameral. So how am I able to have a government tell me that you're going to take, yep, this jab and you're going to die? Because,
yep,
that's what's going to happen.
That's right.
That's the goal.
So
guess what? I'd rather stand up and not.
You're right. No, and I apologize. I'm out of time. I'd love to have you back. As you can tell, you speak the exact same language, and I don't, you know, you don't know this, but we've been covering this literally in that hour, and of course, other times during my show each day as well. But we've really been dedicating an hour a week to the very things that you're talking about now for 2+ years. So believe me, you're in good company. Love to have you back. Stay in touch, Chris. Anything that comes up on your end, let us know. Lastly, how do folks find you?
Great question. Thank you. And go to ampnews.us. It's AM as Mary, P as Paul, or American Media Periscope, news.us. We have 10 different news anchors, all experts, everything from political to medical to spiritual to science, whatever you're looking for.
Okay.
It allows people to have an expert to listen to,
awesome,
and it's just a wonderful station.
We'll send folks to you. And again, anytime you want to come back and give us an update or what have you, Chris, love to have you again. You are in great company with us. We've been doing this for a while now, and I have been fortunate to be on a station with ownership that feels exactly the same way you do. I've never been censored. I've never been told what to say or not say. It is very unique in our world here at Crawford Broadcasting. Like a lot, you know, unfortunately, there's been a lot of other broadcasters that have either been fired for not getting the jab along these lines and inform people, which is what we're doing daily.
God bless. Stay in that arena. Keep doing what you're doing. This is how we fight this war, yep. because it is information,
agreed.
As you know. And that is your bullet and your gun.
We'll do it.
You just keep fighting. So
we'll
thank
do
you,
it.
Sir.
We'll do it. Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate it very much. And again, went a little long there. We'll catch up on breaks here. Trust me. But Chris Edelkamp, it's Edelkamp. And her first name is Chris with a K, K-R-I-S.